This is the Audience Ops Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Brian Castle. Today you're going to hear my conversation with John Bachrach. He's the co-founder of TurnkeyOfficeSpace.com, and they've been basically providing a marketplace where anyone across the country here in the U.S. can search their site and find really high quality, high tech office space in most of in the most popular cities across the U.S., even some of the smaller markets as well. And they have a really unique business model where, and really the way that their website is set up is pretty interesting as well, because it kind of detects your location and services the best office spaces near you. So we talked all about his, you know, that marketplace model, how they started up a few years ago, how he's been able to grow organic search traffic and really focus on inbound organic traffic using content, SEO, a little bit of ads, and using much of that to drive their organic inbound inquiries from users, which they can then, you know, work with their network of office spaces to connect. So it was a really interesting conversation. I hope you enjoy it. Here it is. Here's my conversation with John Bachrach. Enjoy. All right. I'm here with John Bachrach from Turnkey Office Space. John, how's it going?
Good. How are you? Thanks
doing good.
For having me.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for doing it. So I've known you for some time here, working with Turnkey Office Space. I mean, you know, before we start, why don't you kind of tell us explain what is Turnkey Office Space?
Well, I mean, we're basically an office search and consulting service for companies looking for office space throughout the country, specifically co-working space, shared spaces, small teams just looking for something easy to move into, already furnished, kind of combining even the tech a little bit with commercial real estate. You know, these are like very fast Wi-Fi connections, or, you know, easy to just build out spaces with conference rooms and it's kind of merging kind of tech oriented space with just like straight up, you know, commercial offices. And it just makes it kind of easier for people to hit the ground running when they move into their offices.
Right, kind of gives them all the essentials.
Yeah, exactly. It's a national service, so people call in, they're looking for space either, you know, this coming week, their lease is expiring, or they're looking a few months out. And it just, we kind of provide a service where we set up tours for people to go on in various cities. With locations and providers that we work with, and you know, just set up the tours and they go see the spaces, and whichever works for them, you know, they hopefully end up signing. We shortlist some locations for them, and everything's automated, so they can come in directly through our site, and we can send, you know, we can send information to the locations just directly through our sites. We can send them all the photos and descriptions of the locations. So yeah, it kind of simplifies their search and makes us like a single point of contact, so they don't have to jump from location to location and not know who's calling them. This way, it just kind of makes it more efficient for them. And yeah, Especially if they're, you know, their lease term, if their lease is expiring and they need something quickly, like we can really kind of streamline the search for them.
Yeah, I love the way that you're.
Yeah, so it's a.
I guess there's a little bit of a delay here. Yeah, I mean, I love the way that your website is laid out. One of the things that stuck out to me when I first checked it out when we first met was I guess it's location aware. So it was like, you know, mm-hmm. Brian, you can find office space in the New Haven, Connecticut area. And I was like, are you guys local to me? And you know, your website was actually, you know, set up that way.
Yeah, I think that's a big strength of our business as well, is the fact that we're national, but we also make the website seem like you get a local experience. And just even when you speak with us, you get a local experience, because we work closely with providers and owners in specific cities, not just the big national office providers, but just the small local ones. So if somebody's looking in, you know, it could be just like Memphis, Tennessee, or it could be like Denver, Colorado, or wherever they're looking, we have specific, you know, local providers that we can actually set them up with. And We send them reports that show where the locations are, what streets they're on. And, you know, so they get that feel, and we added like a location finder on our website so people can just click on a link and it shows all the locations just right where they are.
How does your business model work? Like you're partnering with all these office space providers all over the country. Does the office space pay you? Does the renter pay you? Like, how does that work out?
Sure. Actually, so that's another benefit, you know, of our company. We feel like our business model is that we are free to the user calling in. If they sign with a location that we recommend, the location provides us with a referral fee just based on how long they signed for and the terms of the contract and so forth. So it's always people calling us as well. We, you know, we don't do as much outbound marketing. It's more inbound, and all of our efforts have been from the start really geared toward inbound marketing, toward lead generation, through developing our website in such a way that it appeals to people, you know, minimizing bounce rates. And everybody that calls in is they're calling us saying that we need space. So basically all we have to say is that, you know, we can help you and we're free service, you know. And so it's pretty much, but for the most part, everybody that calls in, we're able to at least get them to agree to send them options and, you know, get them out touring. So it works well. And then the locations we send them to, we have agreements already worked out with them. And so it's, we can just send the lead directly to them and send them all the contact information, what they're looking for, their email, phone number, you know, with the client's permission. And they can contact each other directly as well. So we don't have to play middleman. Some clients prefer that we're the single point of contact, but it's also easier for us to just tell the location, hey, you can contact them. Just let us know if you get them to, you know, sign with you.
Got it.
So it kind of alleviates the burden a little bit that way as well.
Yeah, removing a lot of the friction there. So how long have you been doing this?
We started Turnkey in 2013, I believe. That's when kind of like, you know, phase zero of our website got underway, and we got everything kind of finalized in terms of how we want to do things, what the kind of CRM we want to have running and how we want it to work. And, you know, it took about a year to build the website. I think we were up in like 13, something like that. Mm-hmm. And we just both had an interest in real estate. You're cutting out a little.
Yeah. Maybe we'll go to just audio only. Let's turn the video off, and I think the audio will sound better that way. So you've been in this with a partner, is that right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Eddie, who I think you know as well.
Right. I'm curious, like, what were you guys doing before this? How'd you get into this business?
Sure. So I was in the e-brokerage industry before this, you know, working with a, you know, competitor. And I liked the industry, I learned some intricate knowledge of like how the industry works and what we can do differently from our competitors and how we can kind of help people in a different way than they were being helped, you know, and to provide like a valuable service in the process. And I always like the industry because, as I mentioned before, it really merges like office space with tech. You know, these are very modern spaces. You've got like conference rooms where like the glass walls can like become opaque, you know, or then clear again. Right. And you have like, it's very like modifiable space. High speed connections and so forth. So, you know, I really like the aspect of that. And, you know, in many ways we are a tech company, not really commercial real estate or both because, you know, we are web-based. And so there's so much involved with, you know, online marketing, like, you know, and, SEO and building new modules and, you know, tracking analytics, and you know, we really need to have a tech background, and I think that's where, you know, Eddie comes in as well. He's really strong with tech, and nice. He was I've known him since like middle school, and you know, mm-hmm. we've always mm-hmm. been like had the idea to like, you know, start something together, and he had been in the real estate industry before. For me as well. I mean, he was like, you know, a developer. He worked on some like development projects in New York. And so we kind of, you know, I kind of opened his eyes to the e-brokerage industry, and he was kind of already, you know, interested in it to begin with. So we just kind of decided to just join forces. I kind of knew what we needed to do in terms of what to build, how the CRM should work, and I knew all the players, you know, throughout the country at that point, so we could really hit the ground running. And he provided, you know, he's, you know, creative thinker, and he's able to, he's well versed in like just computer language and literacy, and mm-hmm. you know, he manages sort of the tech aspect of things as well. So it was a good synergy.
Yeah. So I mean, I was actually kind of curious about like how you. Because this is a two-sided marketplace, right? Like you have to have the network of office spaces and you have to attract users.
Absolutely.
And that's always difficult to start out. But I guess you came into it with this network of contacts right. and offices kind of ready to go.
Exactly. Yeah.
Very cool.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I think that also in terms of growth, company growth, that was always one area where we could fully control how quickly we grew in the beginning, which meaning the number of network, the number of office providers that we worked with, you know, and what cities we worked in. So, you know, there's obviously growing the site and building it the right way and getting organic traffic and, you know, figuring out how we want to manage PPC. And, you know, there's and even like just like marketing ads, you know, just fun, different ways to generate leads. And obviously that's an important side of the growth.
Yeah.
But also just to say, okay, we want to add 100 new great providers, 100 new providers to our website, you know, and let's go through and find some really modern spaces that just opened in this city, in this city, in this city, you know, and just kind of add them to the site. And so we grow the site that way as well. And then we're more helpful to people that call in by being able to provide them with more variety, you know, of locations.
Yeah.
So that was one area we could grow. We could just almost control the growth. And it's like we've got 2,000 or we've got 4,000 properties on our site or however many, you know, we have.
Yeah.
It's so, yeah.
That's cool. I mean, I'm always interested in like the nuts and bolts of how these operations work. Right. So, I guess, so can you give us like kind of like a lay of the land? Like you have people who are kind of going out and scouting office spaces, and then you've got kind of like marketing and I'm sure you have some sort of like customer service to field inquiries from users. Like how does that all work out?
Yeah, well, so I mean, we have a marketing team, which is you, and we have a development team, an SEO team, which kind of, you know, we combining the two. And we, you know, we have various contractors you know, people that help us with design and so forth. And, you know, we're trying to grow organically as much as possible. But, you know, in terms of growing the network, you know, it started by just industry knowledge of that we had and just researching providers in different cities, you know, researching different cities themselves and seeing who is working where and how we can kind of target that. And just, you know, it's easy to get caught up in spreadsheets and like being tedious about adding one property at a time or just, you know, photos. But, you know, we're always trying to find a way to automate things as well and to streamline them and to do imports. And, you know, I think that's helped a lot as well. It's because we're a growing team. We're still small, but we need to act bigger. And the way we do that is by automating, you know, and streamlining things as much as possible.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's always that. And, you know, Eddie's good with that as well, just like figuring out ways that we can kind of add a lot of data, you know, in a small amount of time, or how to most efficiently streamline a certain task where, like, you know, I'll start doing something and it's like, you know, maybe taking too long. And then we think together and we're like, oh, well, maybe there's a better way, you know? So it's always constantly trying to find a better way. Nice. To, a more efficient way, you know, cause it's easy to work hard. But you have to work hard and efficiently, you know?
Right.
So
from a marketing perspective, I mean, I know things have, you know, evolved quite a bit to today, and we've been working together on content and social media and whatnot. But if we go back to, you know, 2013, when you guys were starting out, so you already come in with this like network and of spaces and whatnot, but how did you start to get the very first users to the website? Like what were your first tactics there?
We were patient. I think that was one of our virtues in the beginning. You know, we did like marketing ads to Craigslist, and you know, we still do that to some degree, and we did just like digital marketing. We did PPC a little bit at one point, but you know, we were really trying to like reach out to networks of people that we knew as well. And you know, just really trying to wing it, I think, in the very beginning, until we kind of learned, you know, the best way to streamline things was just through the website. So, you know, for a first year, it was tough because, organic traffic didn't pick up yet. So it was really just about building the site, up as well as we could. It like just laying the groundwork, so that we rank well, and just, you know, getting links and backlinks in various sites, and just, you know, making the website as good as possible. And, yeah. And then in terms of marketing, yeah, I mean, we were, you know, we were like, posting ads, and we were just, yeah.
And in your case, it's interesting. Like, I think you're one of the only, people that we've worked with who you are nationwide, but you're also local. You know, so
yeah,
like you have, I guess you're doing sort of like local marketing in multiple locations or cities.
Yeah, we are. And, you know, as you can see, right, exactly. Like with our ops calendar, I know you're posting content for us. We have social accounts for smaller markets, you know, specifically separate markets. And
right.
We have smaller websites that we use to target like specific markets, you know, in specific cities. So if you're looking for an office space in, you know, Denver, Miami, or Boston, you know, we have websites in those cities just specifically dedicated to office space there. And, you know, also just on those sites, and also on the main site, we always we developed a strong like sense of needing really good photos, you know, like the high right. full resolution photos. We think that's one another thing we can control in terms of, you know, bounce rate and getting people interested just by the photos, even forgetting descriptions, like just looking at a beautiful, like, you know, team office, or, you know, a common area with couches and tables and, you know, private offices situated, and, you know,
yeah,
it, like,
totally. I mean, it's like that's the closest you can get without actually going to visit the office. I mean, that's what users want.
Exactly.
They want to see what it looks and feels like.
Exactly. And some of these photos are so high resolution, it's almost a higher resolution than you can actually see with your eyes.
Right.
You know, sometimes you're looking at a picture and you're like, wow, that's really clear. So, you know, not all locations have really high resolution photos. Some of them, a lot of them do, but we are putting an emphasis on that. So if like a location doesn't have great photos, we'll try to find just one really good one. You know, we'll just use that, or we'll even use placeholder images to start. But I think that's something that's important. And for the local sites, we are trying to make them more visual based. So
yeah,
so it's even more important. Yeah.
So, you know, it sounds like you guys have some you know, some technical expertise in house between you and Eddie. But you've outsourced, you know, quite a few pieces of this. You know, you mentioned PPC, and I mean, with content, you know, we've been working together. I guess I'm curious, like, what were the very first things that you did outsource rather than handle yourself in-house?
Well, we used well, aside from, you know, the beginning, it was really a lot of working with the developers who built our site,
right,
to start with. So it was really that, you know, we didn't have a an in-house developer. You know, we just had the idea, you know. So we had an idea and we, you know, gave it to, you know, development team and said, here, you know, here's what we want to do. Here's the CRM we want to have. We want to link it to the website. And, you know, and it was just a lot of back and forth with them. And then I would say the first really thing we outsourced was our marketing, actually. I remember we used a company called Vocus. I don't know if you've heard of them, but it's an online also marketing platform. They didn't write content for us, but it was more about, it was almost like, trying to even remember the interface of the software, but it was almost like they had you would queue up articles and posts yourself, and then you could also do searches on social media for people looking for like office space. And we got some leads that way. I thought that actually that was a good idea, you know, for and one of the more useful features they had. We published a few press releases through them.
Got it. Yeah, yeah. There's a similar thing that I've been experimenting with a little bit, and maybe starting to recommend to clients. It's called it's like Q-U-U-U. It's also like a two-sided, it's like a social media marketplace where people sign up and they get content automatically fed to them to post,
right,
to their Buffer account. And on basically our side, we can feed them content. And so basically for like $50, you can send one article and they actually get, you know, 200 or so people to tweet it or retweet it. And in my experiments, it actually works to drive some clicks to the content. I mean, it depends, you know, on which industry you're in and how quality that audience is. I'm still kind of looking at that, but
yeah,
it sounds similar.
Yeah, I remember they had filters as well. So you could filter keywords or phrases and just see social media posts related to those keywords or phrases.
Yeah. So I know that I guess it was sometime last year when we met and started working together. What kind of led you, if I remember correctly, I think you were doing some content before we started together. Is that right? Or did we start it up?
Yeah. No, we always had... we always, you know, saw the importance of having content on our blog. I mean, we, you know, content is king. Mm-hmm. And we had, we always had writers for us. Like, so that's another thing, you know, in line with when we started with Vocus, we also brought on just a content writer who wrote blog articles for us. He also wrote content for the pages of our website, various pages of our site. Yeah, it's a pretty big site. We have state pages and city pages and, you know, property pages. And so we needed some unique content. So he wrote content for us and he wrote blog articles. Then we brought on another writer who was writing articles for us, but she moved to, I think, San Francisco. And, you know, I guess it was just time to kind of bring on a team, I think, that could just consistently write our, you know, good quality content, you know, for us.
Yeah.
So we always, which is, you know, when we found you guys, but we always found the need, you know, is very important for content, you know, really good quality content on the blog, you know, and driving traffic to the blog itself. And I think for us, I think for the next step is we really want to become industry leaders in terms of just the information and the news that we can bring up, you know, about the industry in general, and be industry leaders in terms of content, you know, and useful just things that we can provide to useful information that we can provide to people, you know, in the industry. So even like white papers and research reports and, you know, something, you know, that people will come on our site and they, you know, say, oh, Turnkey just did this really interesting white paper on, you know, the growth of startups in, you know, the Northeast or something, or it could be anything. And
Yeah, absolutely.
They come to our site for that, you know, and then we become known as kind of like a respective source of a respected source of content, you know, in that regard as well. So I think, you know, that's something we're exploring as well. I'm sure something you guys could probably help further with.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's, you know, those types of things definitely help with growing the email list and then having assets to just a reason to send to your subscribers rather than just, hey, you know, buy a product or, you know, rent an office.
Right.
It's like, it's actually a reason to come back to the inboxes and say, here's something new that you could actually use or learn from.
Right. You know, yeah. I think that's always a challenge too, with marketing, especially email marketing is, you know, we all, you know, get every morning, I don't know about you, but every morning I get like, you know, the same 5 or 6 emails every morning from the same companies.
Oh yeah.
And it's easy to dismiss them because you're so used to seeing them. And I think that that's in part of the challenge is that you want people to click on them. You don't want them to just flood their inbox. And so it's tricky because you have to find a way to really kind of grab people's attentions, like with our, with titles, you know, email titles and content specifically. So it gets down to finding the right demographics and targeting the right content to those demographics. And that's really the best you can do, you know, I think in terms of driving clicks and, you know, clicks.
Yeah.
So it's always a work in progress.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I think there's really like two sides to doing content over the long term. I mean, obviously it helps to grow organic traffic and keep traffic pretty steadily growing. You know, a lot of our clients mm-hmm. come to us and they've had like very spiky graphs on, like, you know, a big promotion happened and then it kind of tails off. But once you have that consistent level of content coming out, that helps to, you know, steadily grow the traffic. But then on the other end, and I could see this in your case where, you know, you have a lot of leads coming through and some percentage, you know, convert pretty early on or right away, but then 80, 90% of them, you know, they're not ready yet. But, mm-hmm. you know, keeping them in your ecosystem, in your email list, and then having that follow-up in place kind of reactivates them when they're ready.
Yeah, and I notice it, you know, when we go through our spurts of calling older leads, you know, old people that were on our site even in like, you know, a year ago or more, people where their status has been lost, you know, no longer looking for space. As you start calling through these lists, you do find that they either are interested again in looking for space or that they're not looking currently, but they're interested to see what you have and they want you to call them back. And I think part of that is because of the demographic in general of the people that call in to begin with. You know, they were in the market, they have small teams, they're either startups or companies with, you know, 10 people or less, and they've signed like a year lease, you know, and so so you calling them and say, hey, do you need office space again in the future? We've got some really cool spaces, you know, in your area. A lot of them are going to say yes. Whereas if you just call random businesses, you'll get hung up on possibly. So,
yeah.
You know, I think it's partly that, and email is just another way to capture that. And also just even with recent leads, let's say somebody who's just not ready yet, as you said, they still want to, they're even more so like interested in learning more about the industry, you know, and what type of spaces can help them. So, very you know,
cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, nice. Kind of a, yeah. It's so, important to people in the ecosystem.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
So I guess my last question here, you know, we're here in 2017, you've been at this business for a few years now. You know, growing nicely. What do you see as like your focus this year, next year? Where would you like to see this go?
Yeah, sure. Well, I think a lot of it has to do with really just continuing to improve the service, you know, and the website in general, being more helpful, adding really like great properties. You know, we have a lot of ideas in the works, you know, additional functionalities and modules and ways we can kind of expand horizontally to encompass more We're also starting, you know, we're really happy with our development team and our SEO team. Like, I think it took us a while to get to where we are just in terms of that, you know, being happy with who we have working with us, you know, on that aspect of things.
Right.
And we're starting to see, you know, with websites like ours, it does take a while for organic traffic to pick up. And we're starting to see, we're monitoring it constantly. We use a company called Databox. I'm not sure if you're aware of them, but I'll send you a link. They just did a case study on us.
And, oh, great.
Yeah, I mean, it's so much easier to kind of track analytics through them. We, you know, we have a TV monitor set up in our office, and in our computer, you can just kind of, you're constantly looking, you customize the data that you want to see in terms of traffic and bounce rates and who's going on what page and socials and, you know, our local sites. And it's just right in front of you all the time.
Yeah, I just recently set up a similar thing for us.
It's great.
A Gecko board. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sure it's probably similar. And for us, that also kind of helps to constantly track the, you know, the metrics of our site. And you know, we're definitely seeing you know, upticks in lead flow and traffic in that regard. And yeah, just we're growing our local sites. We have a lot kind of like in the works, and we, you know, just, we're constantly improving our business plan. I think we have a very strong, business model, you know, we're confident.
I mean, I love it. It's like, you know, these marketplace models are so difficult to launch and get out there, but you guys were able to do it successfully and really provide value at both ends. You know, it's, I mean, it's free for the user,
for sure.
It's convenient. And then, you know, it's just a lead flow for the office spaces, which is great. And yeah, I mean, you guys have just been able to execute on it, especially on the website, just really, really well. So,
Yeah, it's a constantly wanting to improve it too. And having the desire to create the best service possible. You know, and there were significant barriers for entry and hurdles despite, you know, having industry knowledge. You know, it takes a lot of time, it takes investment, it takes in both time and money, you know, and patience as well. And I think we've definitely overcome, you know, those first few years of growing pains. So we're in that next phase. And, you know, we look at every aspect of our business and we see room for improvement in every aspect. And we want to constantly improve, you know, in those aspects. So we're not complacent. And I think that, you know, that's a good thing. Once we feel, you know, if I ever catch myself feeling complacent, which I do at times, I quickly stop myself. I'm like, wait, we have a lot to do.
Yeah, same here.
Exactly.
Well, John, this has been really helpful and insightful. I'm sure other folks will find it interesting, useful. So, just thanks for doing it.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Okay. So that wraps us up. I hope you enjoyed that one. This episode of the Audience Ops podcast was brought to you, as always, by Audience Ops. We're a done-for-you content marketing service where our team of talented writers and researchers produce high-quality content custom-tailored for your audience and your customer base. And we handle all of the legwork for you from start to finish. Learn about our simple, all-inclusive packages, check out our case studies from our clients, and schedule your free consultation by going to audienceops.com. Until next time.